Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Chav Dalet. Yuma Chav Dalet, and today the Mishnah talks about and the Gemara talks about the paisos, the different lotteries that took place in the Beis HaMikdash every single day. Remember the beginning of the parak back on Daf Chav Beis spoke about the different paisos, arba paisos hayusham, and this was the pais harishon as we described the Truman Sadeshcha, and yesterday we discussed the Isser of murder and the stories, the tragic stories that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. Today we're going to talk about a sugya that comes up on the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, where the Gemara talks about what were the Kohanim wearing when they did the lottery. When they each stuck out one or two fingers, and the Memuneh went around and picked. So ask the Gemara, B'mem Efaisen, right? What were they wearing? Well, there's two choices. So there's a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Rav Nachman Amar, Bebig Dechol. They were wearing their own begadim. They weren't wearing Bigdei Kahuna, they were wearing their own begadim. Rav Sheshes Amar, Bebigdei Kodesh. Rav Sheshes says, no, they were wearing Bigdei Kahuna when they did the lottery. Machlokas, what are the svaras? Why would you wear one or the other? So Rav Nachman says that they were wearing their weekday clothing, their own private clothing. De'i amrit b'bigdei kodesh. Because says Rav Nachman, if they were wearing the bigdei kodesh, ika ba'alei zroos t'chamsi v'yavdi. What's going to happen? Whoever wins the lottery, there's going to be some strong men, kohanim, who are always going to want to do the avoda. And if they're wearing their bigdei kahuna, they're just going to run and do it. Doesn't matter who won. They're going to be aggressive, and they're going to go and do it. If they're wearing bigdei chol, then they're going to have to go and change. And by that time, you know, it's going to be delayed, and that will solve the problem. They're not going to be able to go in and steal it. Again, which gets into the issue of stealing mitzvos, the Gemara in Chulin, about paying 10 gold coins. But that's Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes are wearing bigdei kodesh. Rav Sheshes says, no, they wore bigdei kodesh. They wore their bigdei kahuna even during the avoda. Why? The amrit bigdei chol. Because if we say they wore their weekday begadim, a different problem, potentially. Agav chavivusei mikru va'avdi. The person who won is going to be so excited that he's going to want to just run from the lottery to do the avoda, and he's not going to remember that he's not wearing bigdei kahuna. So that's why we have to make sure that he wears bigdei kahuna, so that just in case he loses himself and runs and does the avoda right away, he's wearing bigdei kahuna. So that is the machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, and we paskin, like generally machlokas Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes, we paskin like Rav Sheshes. The Rambam writes this in Hilchos Tefillin Musafin, the beginning of Perek Dalet, Kol Avodos Ha'elu, She'osin B'chol Yom B'payis, Ha'ya'osin Osan. All the Avodos that he just described previously in the earlier Perek, that was done. How do you choose who does which Avoda every day? So, it's you have a lottery. You choose. Ketzad, there's no favoritism by the Memuneh. They have to choose. V'ketzad Ha'ya'osin, Kol Kohanei Bati Avos, Shel Yom. All Kohanim that are in that base Av. Remember, the Kohanim were split up into 24 Mishmaros. Each Mishmar was split up into 6 Bate Avos. And each Mishmar Bate Av worked about 2 weeks out of the year. Besides Yatif, when they all worked. But they worked 2 weeks. So if it was your day, if it was your base Av, what happened? Nichnas in the Lishkas Agazis. You went into the Lishkas Agazis on the north side of the Azara. Achar Shiyala Murashachar. V'hein Milubashid V'bigdei Kahuna. There's the line. They're wearing the bigdei kahuna, like Rav Sheshes says, again, because, very, very amazing reason, because we know that Jews are so excited about doing mitzvahs, and we think they're going to run up and do it without thinking, because that's why they all have to wear their bigdei kahuna. V'hamamuneh shalapayasos imahen, the moon is with them, v'hein omdin b'hakafa, they're in a circle, v'hamamuneh notam mitznefes v'al rosh shalach mehem, and the moon picks up the hat from one of them and says, I'm starting with you. So we'll get to that Hashem soon, and it goes through how you do the pious. But the Rambam says, like Rav Sheshes, that they wore bigdei kahuna. So this represents a halachic question. This is a halachic question. The main one that we'll talk about in a minute is about kilayim. But before that, interesting, some achronim ask also the gevuras ari. The Shakazari here in his commentary asks, we're so nervous that he's going to run and do the avoda without putting on the begadim because he's going to be in such a state of ecstasy, such a state of, I want to do this, so excited, which kind of reminds us a little bit about Nadav and Avihu. Maybe that was part of the problem, right? They brought an Eish Zara, according to most Mefarshim, most Pshatim in Chazal. It wasn't L'Shem Shemayim, but they were trying to do something spiritual. But they were just trying to follow their own pathways of spirituality. Right, they drunk something before they went into the do the avoda. They didn't get married. They paskin in front of Moshe because they were just so excited about the reason. Whatever, according to me of the pshatim, it was an eish zara. But that was the problem. Remember also by Har Sinai, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu again and again, warn them, don't come up. Warn them, don't come up. Moshe, like I told them already, tell them again. Warn them, don't come up. Why? Because when we see the fire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're so excited about the experience of Har Sinai, it could very well be that we'll run up and we'll be excited. So we need warning. So here too, right? The halacha says that one has to be careful. So ask the Gvura Sari, what about Kiddush Yodayim V'Raglayim? A Kohen also has to wash his hands and feet before he does the Avodah. Right? One of the three reasons that we wash in the mornings Bizman Hazeh. But just like we're worried that he might do it before without wearing the big day kahuna, why aren't we also worried that he's going to run up without washing the hands and feet? So every Kohen before the pious should have to wash his hands and feet. That's the question of the Gvura Sari here. And his answer is, Inachinami. Inachinami. But he says, really, there were four payasos, and important just to think, put it into perspective. Three of them were done in the Azara, but this first one was done already in the Lishkas HaGazah, the Beis HaMokad. So he explains, the earlier one, maybe in Achinami. The first one that was done farther away, not in the Azara, maybe that was done in Big Dechol. And maybe that was done without washing gas. Because then there's still time. When we say the first pious, you have to go open the doors and you have to go around. By that time, he's going to remember to put on his begadim and wash his hands and feet. It's the other three payasos, says the Gvura Sari. V'yesh lomar, kiven the pious the trumas hadeshen lo haya adayin ba'azara kamo shar payasos. The first pious every day for the trumas hadeshen, which was done, if you remember, very, very early. Trumas hadeshen was done early, taking out the ashes. That was done by Lishka Sakazis. It wasn't done in the Lishkas HaKadosh, it was done earlier in the Beis HaMokad, like we learned in the Mishnayos. We're not worried. Below Kiddush. From the place where you won that pious, right? What the Gemara is talking about here, says the Shagas Aryeh, is the last three. Number 2, 3, and 4. But the first one that's not under discussion, he says, "V'lo yitrom lo kiddush, aval shar payas lo shayi b'lishkas hagazus samach l'mizbeach chayshina lo dilam mikri ve'avir b'vig dechol u'mefayis lo b'vig dekodesh l'ref sheishes v'hu adinami shedudin kiddush kol ha'mafisin." They wouldn't need kiddush. Aval b'payis shumas hadeshin kiven shayi racho v'lo chayshina, and it's far away. Dilma mikri ve'avir, you don't have to be mekadesh in achinami ein mafisin b'vig dekodesh al b'vig dechol. So that's a chiddush how to read the Gemara, but that's the suggestion of the Gvura Sari, that the first pious is not under discussion here in the Gemara. The first pious in Achinami, they wore Big Dechol, and they did not wash their hands. But here, when the Gemara says, when Rav Sheisha says they have to wear Big Dekahuna, he is also saying that they have to wash their hands and feet. That's not in the Rambam. That's not in the Rambam, Beferish. Does he mean it? But it's not Beferish in the Rambam, it's not Beferish in the Gemara, but the Gvura Sari assumes that it is a Davar Pashit. But the main issue that we're going to talk about today is the issue of Kilayim. The issue of Kilayim in the Big Day Kahuna. That's the other question. Why? Because the Gvura Sari again also asks here in the first paragraph, we know that we had this Machlokas earlier about what the Avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was. Whether the Avnet, the belt, right out of the Kohen Hedyot, wore the four special begadim. He wore the shirt, the ketonis, he wore the mechnasayim, the boxers, so to speak, the shorts. He wore the special hat, the mesnefes, and he wore the belt, the avnet. Those are the four. And then the Kohen Gadol had the four extra begadim, the tzitz, and the me'il, and the choshen, and the ephod. Right, the four extra big day Kohen Gadol. But ask the Gvura Sari, there's at least a manda amar, it's a machlokes, whether the avnet of the Kohen Hedyot was made out of shatnez. So if it was made out of shatnez, how could they wear it for a time when they weren't even doing the avodah? They're just having the lottery. Why are we wearing it? Because we're worried he might go do the avodah, you know, just in case. What do you mean just in case? He could violate an issa daraisa because we're nervous that he might go do the avodah without the begadim? How is that allowed? Bekum va'asei, asks the versari. Kashali, laman to amar. Right? How do they do that? You look at the beginning of Maseches Arachin. It's pretty clear that the Kohanim are allowed to wear their big day kahuna that have shatnez in them while they do the avoda. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told you to do the avoda in the begadim. So, you know, that's what you have to do. But here they're not doing the avoda. Nehi de ishtari be idan avoda, below idan avoda, lo ishtari. Vekiva de lo ishtari kilayim, below idan avoda. Hechloshen amafisen kulan avnichol kilayim, velo yavod rak echon mehem. Only one of them is going to end up doing the avoda. So maybe at least all the other ones shouldn't wear. But even so, you don't even know which one's going to do the avoda. So even the one who eventually wins, so he shouldn't be able to wear the big day kahuna at that time. Because right now he's not doing the avoda. Afilu hazochel avoda ein roi lo lobosh kilayim. Elo samach le avoda. Vatekev levish avoda. Really, this is only a question on the Ravid, on one mandamer. And not the Rambam. What am I talking about? Two places. There is an important machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The last halacha in Hilchos Kelayim. The last halacha in Hilchos Kelayim. The Rambam Ravid. Perek Yud halacha Yud Beis. That's where many halachas are discussed. Remember, Kelayim in the Rambam. That's the first halachas in Zrayim. Kelayim in the Rambam talks about all the types of Kelayim. Right? There are five mitzvahs lo saseh in Hilchos Kelayim. The Rambam says, five mitzvahs lo saseh. Number one, the Isser of Zriya Zroim. So, Zroa, Zroim Kelayim. Kelay Zroim. Number two, Kelay Kerem. Right? Those are the two. The five types of Kelayim. Kelay Zroim, Kelay Kerem. Number three. Three and four are the animal Kelayim. Cross-breeding and cross-working. Right? Shalola Harbiya Behema Kelayim. Shalasas Malacha Bekelay Behema Keechad. And number five, Shalilbosh Kelayim. Kilay begadim, what we call shatnis. Those are the five types of kilayim, discussed also in Maseches Kilayim, the five types. Kilay zroim, kilay kerem, kilay behema, the two types, and kilay begadim. So the last halacha in Hilchos Kilayim, the Rambam says, Kohanim shalavshu big de kuhuna shalo bishas avoda, afilu b'migdash lokin. A kohen that wears big de kuhuna, not while he's doing avoda, he gets malchus for kilayim, ibnei ha'avnet. Shehu kilayim v'lo hutru bo ela b'shas avoda shi mitzvah zaseh kimo hatzitzis. Just like ultimate mitzvah of tzitzis is a woolen linen baggage you can wear with woolen strings that shatnis. So we don't do that unless we have tcheles that it can be a full asi dechalos asay. But the Rambam says just like tzitzis asi dechalos asay, so to kilayim only b'shas avoda. And the Ravid says here Amar Avram tabazeh. This is a big mistake. Shari Amru biyoma perek lo balo koin gadol daf samach tes b'mikdash afilu shelo b'shas avoda muter. Even shelo b'shas avoda. So maybe according to the Ravid we can understand this, right? The payaso shelo b'shas avoda. But according to the Rambam, only b'shas avoda could you wear the big tikkahuna. So and the Rambam passes this way, like Rav Sheshes, that they during the lottery, during the game, so they wear the big tikkahuna because you're nervous. What's going to happen in 5 minutes from now? So how is that allowed, considering that there is an issur d'oraisa of a shatnis? Just parenthetically, not our topic now, but there is a discussion in the Achronim. How do you look at the issur of shatnis? Whenever we talk about averas, most averas are what we call kumbaseh. Are active. I get up and I eat something not kosher. I get up and I violate Shabbos. I get up and I do something. Once in a while, there's a aveira b'sheva altase. Once in a while. Lo saman al damariyacha. Not to stand idly by when somebody's in trouble. So that's an aveira that I do by not doing something. So how do you look at shatnis? Look at shatnis. So again, I put on the clothing. That's active. But then wearing the clothing. Is that active or is that passive? Somebody tells me, you're wearing shatnis. Okay, I'm cold. I'm not taking it off. Is that an aveira b'kumvaseh? I keep wearing it, or shev al taset? So there could be differences between the two. Rabbi Chanan talks about this often in his writings. But either way, this is an aveira that is being done. So even if it's shev al taset, how could it be done? So the Gvir Sari himself says, "Well, look what I wrote later on daf samach tes." That's all he says here on our daf, on daf chavdala. Look what I wrote later on. Okay, so you got to look what he doesn't want to repeat himself. So if you look later on at Daf Samach Tes, there it's a different context. There it's the context of Isser Hana'a from the Big Day Kahuna. The Isser of Mi'ila, not the Isser of Kelayim. Let's say the Kohen wants to take a nap during the day, so he's going to take off his Big Day Kahuna, he's going to put it under his head, and he's going to go to sleep. He's using it as a pillow. Is he allowed to do that? So the Gemara and the Mishnayos talk about that. But the Gvir Sari says, what happens, you know, you have to be so medakdik, take it off the very last second, when he finishes the avoda, says the context there is talking about the Kohen Gadol, when he's reading from the Torah on Yom Kippur, and he's wearing his begadim, and the Kohen wearing their begadim, that's not avoda. Says the Gvir Sari, it's still within the world. It's still within the world of, avoda, and therefore it could just, there is no problem of hana'a mi bigdei kahuna. It's still tsarach avoda. That's what he says there by the Isra Me'ila. So he's cross-referencing and saying maybe that's what you can say here. It's also tsarach avoda. Okay, that's one answer that you might say this is also tzarach avoda. But if you look elsewhere, maybe there's another answer. If you look in the Beis Halevi, just like we had, the Shagas Ari said, well, the Gemara can't be talking about this. This is only about the last three payasos, not the first one. The Beis Halevi deals with the Shagas Ari's question. If you look in the first few tshuvas in the Beis Halevi, Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph. Right, what would you write as the first tshuva if you're writing your sefer? You write something about Lamaisa, something, Hilcha Shabbos, Hilcha something, Simen Aleph. Yevur Machlokas Shalaraman Baharivid, Bahaduhuter Iser Kalayim Bebeite Kahuna. That's the first tshuva of the Beis Halevi. And after 10 pages, second tshuva, Ode Be'inyin Zeh. Right, so this is his first topic that he's discussing. So there he talks about, in Simon Aleph, Os Zion, he talks about this, and he says, you know what the easy answer is? They didn't wear the Avnate. They didn't wear the Avnate. You're right, it's a problem. It's not Shas Avoda. So when Rav Sheshe says that they wore their Big Day Kahuna, it must be that they didn't wear the Avnate. I feel the Rav Sheshe, the Sefer Big Day Kodesh, become Makanoi, Lof Shana Avnate, Beis HaPayas, Tahavi Kilayim, Shlomo Akam Mitzvah, Vichrak Shari Begadim. That's a huge detail to leave out. Huge detail to leave out. But it's so pashut to the Beis Halevi that obviously, how can you wear the? How can you wear this? You know what's the answer that Shagas Ari himself later on says? It's Sarach Avoda. It's getting ready for the Avoda. The problem is, what about the Kohanim who aren't going to do the Avoda? Because you have to say, at the moment that they're being chosen, the game's going on, they're all potentially able to be the one. So that's why for them it's going to be Sarach Avoda. And the other ones, Lama Freya, it comes out they didn't do the Avoda, so why they wear the Begadim? It's still Sarach of the Avoda. It still can be looked at. But again, the Beis Halevi assumes not. What's the problem with this? Not wearing the belt? It's Yasser Val Yashiv here. But what's the whole Svar of the Gemara? You might run and do it without wearing the Begadim. So here, he might, if he's not wearing the Avnate, why are we nervous that he's gonna run up and do the Avoda without wearing the belt? So says Rav Yashiv here. He says, the chashash is, if you're wearing your weekday clothes, your big day chol, you're not missing anything. You're not missing anything. You're dressed perfectly. So that's why we're nervous you might go and run up and do the Avoda. But if you're wearing the big day kahuna, but you're not wearing your belt, like your pants might be falling down a little bit, we're not nervous you're going to forget. If you're wearing a whole get-up that's supposed to be and you're not missing anything, we're nervous. But here, you're dafka missing something. So that's why there's less of a chash you're going to forget. We assume that you're going to remember. That's what he says here in his commentary. Let me just find the line. Says Rabbi Yashiv here. V'nir b'bir advarim. Devada kishalovish b'gdechol hari eno margish. I don't feel he's missing anything. When he's wearing the three big day kodesh, below it just below avnei vadi margish. Sorry, below avnei hari margish berifyon habagadim. You'll feel they're loose. You'll feel like they're not on perfectly. Ve'enochlo. Ve'kiven the margish bechisrono lekalamecha shemikriv yavad below avnei upashut. You think that's obvious? I think it's obvious. That's the Rav Yashiv. There is a general, once we're on the topic, there is a general lumdish discussion. All the Achronim discuss this Machlokas Ramam Rivid at the end of Kilayim, which by the way also appears in Hilchas Klei Mikdash, the same Machlokas is quoted in Ches Yud Aleph. The Ramam says you can only wear the big tekuna b'shas avoda, the Rivid says even shalom b'shas avoda. So what is that Machlokas about? So the most popular suggestion is Hutra Dechuya. Hutra Dechuya. That concept only appears once by one topic in Shas. As we mentioned a few weeks ago, we had a Tuma Hutra Betzibur, Tuma Dechuya Betzibur, back in the Dav Zayin, Dav Ches, Dav Vav, by those sugyas. Tuma, whether Tuma on Yom Kippur or the Avodah is Tuma Hutra Dechuya. But the concept is applied by many in other contexts. It's applied on Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is a Hutra Dechuya. Ochel Nefesh on Yantif is a Hutra Dechuya. Every mitzvah saseh, is that Hutra or Dechuya? So many suggest, meaning, do we say Dechuya, the Avera still exists, but you're allowed to do the mitzvah to push it aside? Or in this context, the Avera doesn't even exist. So that's how, I think Rav Isser Zalman and others explain this machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Ravid says, the Kohanim could wear their begadim in the Beis HaMikdash, period. Even not during the Avodah, because Hutra. The same Hashem that told us to be in the Beis HaMikdash and to do the Avodah said you should wear these begadim. So it's Hutra. It's even, you have to be so medaktik. Well, the Rambam says only B'shas Avodah. B'shas Avodah you could wear the begadim, but not Shalom B'shas Avodah, because maybe he holds Dechuya. There are chilukim that some say, again in general by Asi Dechalosa say, and that is how we understand one line in Tosfos. There's a Tosfos in Masechet Yevamos, where the Gemara there is, in the sugis of Asi Dechalosa say, in the first parak, the Gemara there asks, or discusses, you don't say Asi Dechalosa say by a losa say sheish bokaris. That's too chamor of a losa say. You can say Asi Dechalosa say by tzitzis and big day kahuna, and Mila and Sara'as. But you don't say Asi Dechalosa say by Alosa Sheish Bokaris. So ask Tosfos, why don't we say you do? And what's the makar? Yibum. By Yibum. There's a mitzvah say of Yibum, that's Docha the Losa say of Ashes Ach. My brother's wife is an Issa Darais, one of the Arias. But Yibum is a mitzvah. So Asi Dechalosa say, so ask Tosfos, why don't you say Asi Dechalosa say, even by Alosa Sheish Bokaris, and the makar is Yibum? Answer, Tosfos says, Davdalad here in Yevamos, no. You can't learn from there. Shani Eishas Ish, Eishas Ach, de mitzvaso bakach. The efshar b'inyan achir l'kayim mitzvaz yibum. That's different. De imlokein batla mitzvaz yibum. That type of Asi Dechalosa say, that can't be a model for other cases. Because there, it's built in. You can't do the mitzvah yibum without violating the losa say of Eishas Ach. You're going to marry your brother's wife every time you do the mitzvah yibum. That's a different type of Asi Dechalosa say. So the Achronim explain, what does Tosfos mean? That's Hutra. That's Hutra. The Avera doesn't exist. If you have a case where a baby boy on the eighth day happens to have a tzaras spot on his foreskin, and therefore you want to do the mitzvah mila, can you do it? There's an issue of cutting off the tzaras. So that just happened to be. That's Asi Dechalosa say, but that's not mitzvah subakai. That's not built in, because you can do a bris mila often without violating the Avera of tzaras. So that's what we might say, dechuya. But some cases like yibum, it's built in. And that's why you would say Hutra. Big Day Kahuna is built in too. Every time I wear the Big Day Kahuna, every time I wear the Avdate, I'm violating this Aver, but that's what Hashem told me. So that's why many say Hutra in that case. Or a Kohen becoming Tameh for one of his seven relatives. Right? So there also, the Kohen will never become Tameh for one of his seven relatives, that mitzvah, without violating the Isra of Tumas Kohenim. So again, that also might be built in. That's Hutra. Rashi in Brachas Daf Chaf says that in that context, that's a Hutra. But again, others might say the other context where it doesn't always have to be, that is Dechuya. We don't have time, but if you want to look in the Radvaz there on Kilayim, there might be a difference between the Begadim of the Kohen Hedyot and the Kohen Gadol. There were two Begadim of the Kohen Gadol that also have Shatnas. And the Ravid also jumps to the Rabbah. Why doesn't he mention those? Why does he only care about the Avne? What about the Choshen and the Ephod? Right, those also have Shatnas in them. Okay, it could be an answer, a chiluk between the Begadim of the Kohen and the Kohen Gadol. We had a lumdish here about that a few weeks ago at the beginning of the Masechta. But either way, this is Kilayim, the Big Day, Kahuna. Okay, we'll stop here.